time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history.
Forever and ever.
And ever and ever and ever.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure could help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where...
And this segment is Under New Management.
I like that Cheers song.
I do too.
I like the Cheers show too.
I used to love that show.
Good. Anywho, bocce ball is one of the most strenuous sports in the world.
In the entire
everyone can
world.
Tell you that.
You betcha.
You have to pick up this little white ball.
Yeah.
Called a polina.
That's strenuous enough.
That is. Roll it about 15 feet, making sure it goes over a designated white line.
Oh, that's really strenuous.
But not over the other designated white line.
Exactly.
It's got to be between the two.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. That's if that wasn't all. I mean, that's pretty hard enough as it is.
It is. I'm sweating already.
Then you have to pick up an even bigger and heavier ball.
Oh, my God.
And roll it as close to the little white ball as possible.
Phew, I'm spent.
And that's basically the entire game. It's really complicated.
Isn't it? Wow.
And the one who can get the most of their colored balls by the little white ball wins.
I annihilate them if I can. Just to get my ball the closest.
You're very, very competitive.
No, not me, my love.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. I was worried when you wanted to play bocce ball when you retired because I'm competitive and you don't give a poop.
I really don't.
And I'm like, you better care because I don't want to lose because I like winning.
It gets pretty ugly on the court, but sometimes people...
Oh, yeah. You've been called a lot of names.
It's pretty ugly. Pretty ugly.
Even though Jim and I are trained athletes...
Yes, we are.
After three rounds of this exhausting activity, we work up quite an appetite. Because of this, every Friday we go out with a group of our fellow bocce athletes to refuel at a designated restaurant. The last post-game oasis was Pub 47 in Huntley, which is under new management now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Cheers thing comes in. Pub, get it?
I know.
See, but...
I understand it.
I don't know if our listeners got it.
So. I made up this whole thing with you. I understand. Don't explain it to me, my love.
Okay.
Okay.
Nancy called the restaurant at 11:30 to give them a heads up that there would be a party of 10 people arriving at about 12:30. Okay, no problem. Just be nice.
I'm giving them a little time to get the table ready.
The hostess said we would need a reservation.
Well, duh. What do you think I'm doing, honey?
Okay, give us a reservation.
Unbelievable.
I know. So I'd like to make a reservation for 10 people at about 12:30. And the waitress took her contact info and said, okay, we'll see you in a little while. Now, wasn't it easier just
to take down to say, the info?
Okay, you've got 10 people coming here in about an hour. Okay. Yeah. Nope, we had to have a reservation.
Good thing we were able to get one.
Yes.
We really lucked out on that one.
Yes.
The inside decor, I think, is very plain.
It really is. There's
when we
nothing
went there,
exciting
when it,
about it.
When we went there years ago when it first opened up,
uh-huh.
I don't remember it that well, but it didn't look anything. I mean, this looks really, really plain.
Really, really plain.
Yeah.
Well.
Just a very basic pub with very little atmosphere. Because, I mean, you've got to make it worth people wanting to come and see.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't... A little tchotchke on the walls or something.
Yeah, something, to draw people.
You know, put the little dogs playing poker or something. Something. The Velvet Elvis. Something up there.
Something.
Yeah.
Velvet Elvis? Really?
Yeah.
That's so old and ancient.
Well, I am old and ancient.
Oh, that's true. You are old.
Okay.
You're older than dirt. Well, there was a lot of space between the tables. Maybe that's a holdover from COVID. I don't know.
I don't know, but they had a lot of free area that wasn't being used for anything. It doesn't...
They got to jazz it up a little bit because, to be honest with you, I want to go back because when I went there, I didn't feel like I went out. You know, when I go
yes.
I like to go out and have atmosphere.
That's it, exactly.
Prettiness
yeah.
around me, you know?
Yeah.
If I want to stay at home and look at my four walls, you know, instead of paying, going over there is like staying at home. It doesn't matter to me. I might as well stay home and save money.
But I'm pretty to look at home.
Okay.
All right. Moving along. Our waitress came over to our table of 10 wisecracking senior citizens to take our drink order.
We're terrible. It's a bunch of us neighbors, and one of my girlfriends from when I was in third grade, I met her, and she moved in by our house. And we're like, we have a ball. We usually have 11 or 12, mm-hmm. but some people couldn't come this time. But it's just neighbors, and we have so much fun with this little clique.
And It's at least like we've never grown up. I mean, myself and this other guy, we always have these always have these straw wars. That's hard to say.
Yeah, you and
no,
Ron.
No, we shoot the little coverings. We shoot them back and cross. And
all of a sudden, they go flying past my face. And I'm like, what was that? And I'm like, guys, haven't you grown up yet? No.
I always ask the waitress for extra straws.
And they're all, the one time they finally said, no, don't give him any, because he just gets so many of them and starts blowing them at everybody.
But this waitress was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
We warned her that none of us have ever been there since the management change. And she said, well, welcome. If you like the service, my name is Julie. If not, my name is Susie. So she was playing along with us. And we did have fun bantering back and forth with her during the meal. She was very patient.
But what do you mean patient?
Well, we were so messed up.
We're good to our waitresses and waiters.
We're like a table of 12-year-olds. You kidding me?
Break. For our pre-lunch treat, we decided on the fried candied jalapenos for $7.95.
Mm.
These were sliced candied jalapenos that had a light coating, then deep fried and served with a sweet and spicy dipping sauce. These little morsels proved to be very delicious. For some reason, they were served on top of onion strings. This was really off-putting because we thought they were leftovers from the deep fryer since they looked very soggy and unappetizing. But when I mentioned it to the, which is her name? Julie, not Susie. She said, no, we put them on top of the onion strings to absorb the, to absorb the oil and, you know, for presentation. I'm like, I wouldn't do that if I was you because I thought, ooh, this is excess from the deep fryer old stuff.
I know.
Because I tried it, too, and they were awful.
And we looked in there and said, what the heck is that on the bottom?
Yeah, and I didn't know.
That's when presentation goes bad.
Exactly.
Well, after this morning's grueling competition, Nancy needed some carbs. You got to load up carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Got to load up on the carbs.
Got to.
So she chose the build-your-own mac and cheese entree for $9.95. This was penne, or do you say penny? Penne? That's what I say?
Penne.
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 Oh, it says penne pasta tossed in a house-made cheese sauce, topped with seasoned breadcrumbs, and baked to perfection. Plus, you can add any pizza topping you like on it for a buck upcharge each. And she chose bacon.
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 Bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Which is coming up on our show. A little teaser there.
Oh, that's right. See how we're working it all in to go for my dentures fell down. Hold on. To go full circle.
It's bacon!
I lost my place here. I never saw Nancy order mac and cheese at a restaurant before, but she really liked it.
I did. I enjoyed it. It was something different.
Because you usually have your set go-to items that you go to and never waver under any circumstances at all.
I did, dear.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, you better take that back now.
I take it back.
Okay.
I took it back.
Oh, God. Jim felt faint from hunger.
I did.
Because he worked his little buns off.
It's the most exercise I've had in a long time.
Well, once a week you get this exercise for 3 months in the summertime.
I know.
Once winter comes, then.
That's why I have to go home and have a cigar because I'm not used to the fresh air.
That's right. And decided he needed a cup of beer cheese soup for $3.
But in case my doctor's listening, no, I don't smoke cigars.
I told him you do.
Snitch.
I know. Because you can't lie to your doctor.
If you can't lie to your doctor, who can you lie to?
That's true. I never told him I smoke.
All right, here we go.
This was really delicious, he said, and it seemed more like a chili cheese soup. I tasted it, too, and I agree with you. He also needed protein to recharge.
Okay, you got him.
You got to.
Need the protein.
And he ordered the El Jefe?
Jefe. Jefe.
Why is it Jefe? It's Jeffy.
Because it's Spanish. It's El Jefe.
Oh, El Jefe. Well, El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Jefe.
That means the boss.
Clean up in Studio A.
El Jefe.
El Jefe burger for $14.95. This was a half-pound burger that was seared with a spicy Cajun rub, topped with pepper jack cheese, candied jalapenos, Southwest ranch dressing, and tortilla strips. For his side, he chose the homemade potato chips. The burger was just okay, he said. He didn't really taste the Cajun rub or the Southwest ranch dressing. In fact, if it was even on the burger, he's surprised because he couldn't taste anything. It was a burger.
I wasn't sure. I forgot about it, to tell you the truth. And then when I came home and we're going over this article, I'm thinking, wait a minute. I didn't get that stuff on there.
That sometimes happens to me when I'm thinking, I didn't get that with my meal. Why didn't I?
Yeah, and they forget to put it on. Yeah. I don't remember the Cajun rub. I mean, it was a burger, but, you know, Southwest ranch dressing, didn't get any of that.
And it was nothing to brag about.
It was no jefe.
No jefe?
It was El Burger.
El Burger. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just say that so it'd be easier for me?
Because that's what it was on the menu, El Jefe. Oh, but and you're the language expert.
I know. That's why I said El Jefe.
Okay. Everyone enjoyed the post-game camaraderie and the food. Special thanks to Julie or whoever she was, our waitress.
No, it was Julie.
It was Julie?
Because she did good.
If, in fact, that's your real name.
Well, that's what she said, if she did good.
She was thanks for putting up with all of us. Seriously. She's really a good sport.
We were really harassing her a lot.
And sorry for the bus boys who had to clean up all the little straw coverings all around the table.
We had a lot of them.
20 of them around there.
FYI, for your information, the restaurant is handicap accessible. And it's so empty of tables that you don't have a problem if you have a wheelchair because there's so much room there.
That's true.
So, the price for our victory celebration was $45.53. Winning all three bocce games? Priceless.
Let the celebration begin.
Yeah. We did good that day.
Yes, we did. Ooh, wow.
Ooh.
Even clinked the glasses.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
Well, the best part of my meal, which we didn't really touch on that much, was their homemade potato chips.
I know.
I love those. I mean, they were huge. They were ginormous. I could take a big baking potato and cut it.
And cut it not lengthwise. Not
the round wise. Yeah.
Oh. Not widthwise, because they were huge.
And they were great. I love those.
I like them.
Really?
Yeah, they're just...
Oh, I loved them.
Oh, I'm glad you loved them. Do you love me as much as you loved them? Shut up.
I'll get back to you on that. What's your take, Toots?
I love the candied jalapenos.
Or jalapenos?
That too. And I tasted the beer cheese soup, and it was awesome. I agree with you, my love.
See? Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Well, it was Pub 47, 10400, Route 47.
Well, there's a lot of zeros in that.
Yeah, and you're a zero, too.
10400, wow. Okay.
Huntley 60142. And the phone number is 847-669-7755. The website is www.pub47grill.com. Directions take Route 47 north to restaurant. The estimated travel time, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 on your FM dial, the mighty 101.5.
We put you in WHRU.
Yes, we do.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
You've got some mail.
Oh, thank you, 101 Glee Club.
I thought I saw them.
Yeah, they can leave now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we did. We got a letter from our little buddy, Georgine. And she told us about Stony River Steakhouse in Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we haven't been there in...
Eons and eons. So
we got to go back to it. They always had fantastic steaks, and they had that one caprese salad I liked.
And they have those little Sputnik rolls, if I remember.
Oh, yeah, those little rolls, yeah. We got to go back.
Rolls? Oh, they were so good.
We got to go back there.
We have to, because we have to go visit our little Georgine. Our friend left us
to assisted
living out there.
So.
And she said, come and we'll try Stony River. I'm like... I forgot about that place.
Maybe we'll go out to dinner with her.
I think so.
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway, in case you have any comments, questions, or anything else, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
What you're cooking for Vittles, Granny? What you're cooking for Vittles, Granny? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
It's bacon!
It's bacon?
Yes, that's what's cooking in your pot.
Bacon?
Yes. This is Granny Nancy with her little granny's cooking corner. And in her pot today is a whole bunch of good stuff you can do with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
She saw this on Facebook, and it says bacon is like the duct tape of food. You can wrap it around anything.
And it's always going to be good. Because you know, bacon is wonderful.
That inspired her to Google fiercely and come up with all these really cool bacon-wrapped recipes.
I'm going to start with only the best.
Okay.
In case I run out of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Start with the best.
Bacon-wrapped pineapple bites.
Oh.
First, wrap each pineapple cube in a piece of thick-cut bacon and place on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Then, baste the top of each cube with barbecue sauce. Finally, bake for 45 to 55 minutes until the bacon is crispy. Ooh. And it does take long because this is thick-cut bacon.
Oh, we gotta try this.
Sweet and salty. Oh,
man.
Bacon! Where's the bacon? I smell bacon! 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 Gotta be bacon! Only one thing smells like bacon! That's bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon! There!
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's excited.
He is.
Bacon wrapped smokies.
Ooh.
You like smoky links.
Oh, yeah.
Take a bacon slice and cut it into three pieces. Place a little smoky sausage on a piece of bacon and roll it up. Secure bacon with a toothpick. Place the wrapped smokies on a parchment-lined tray. Roast in the oven until crispy and done.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, doesn't that ever? Ooh. It's making me drool.
Mm. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. No, 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 no. It's bacon!
Here's another good one. Easy smoked jalapeno peppers.
Ooh.
Take one block of cream cheese and get it out of the refrigerator to soften. Cut the tops off of 12 jalapenos and cut in half lengthwise. Remove the membrane and seeds from inside and set the peppers aside to mix the filling. Combine the softened cream cheese and the chorizo sausage that you have in a bowl. Mix thoroughly with a spoon or a hand mixer. If you want to add cheddar cheese, then you can do it as well. Some people add it, some people don't. I would put some cheddar cheese in just to give it a little, because cream cheese doesn't have that much of a taste.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give it a little more of a punch.
I think you're right, yep.
Cut 1 pound of bacon in half. Spoon the cream cheese mixture into the jalapenos, then wrap with bacon. A slice at a time. Secure the bacon with a toothpick. Cook for about 40 minutes at 300 degrees or until the bacon is crisped to your liking. Those gotta be good.
But it's not crisp bacon. I like it flubbery. But that does sound good. Didn't we go to a restaurant someplace that has something similar to this? Just recently.
Oh.
We went someplace. Well, whatever. I don't know.
I digress. You digress. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. I digress.
Okay, another one. Let's try bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I know you don't like them, but I do.
The nasty little cabbages.
Take 1 pound of bacon and 36 Brussels sprouts that are trimmed and cleaned. Combine 3 tablespoons of honey, 1/2 teaspoon of hot red pepper flakes, salt and pepper to taste in a small bowl. Lay bacon on cutting board, brush with honey mixture. Wrap each Brussels sprout in bacon. Secure with a toothpick. Place on a baking sheet. Preheat your oven to 425. And cook for 30 minutes or until bacon is done to your liking.
Chewy, yummy, smoky bacon!
That sounds good, because bacon and Brussels sprouts does go good together.
Well, if I have to eat Brussels sprouts, I guess I'll eat it with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
How about one more, Toots?
Which one do you think I should do?
Your call.
Okay, bacon-wrapped water chestnuts.
Ooh.
Cut each slice of regular bacon, not the thick sliced, in half widthwise.
Okay, not the long way, the short way.
The short way.
Okay.
Wrap a strip around the water chestnut and secure with toothpicks. Place in an ungreased 15 by 10 by 1 inch baking pan. Bake at 400 degrees for 25 to 35 minutes until bacon is crisp. Pour sweet and sour sauce into a microwave safe bowl and cover and microwave on high for about a minute or two until it's just heated through.
Ooh.
And that is your dipped, bacon-wrapped water chestnuts.
That sounds, all of those sound good. I know.
I'm drooling.
I know. Thank you, Granny.
You're welcome.
That's what we eat. That's what we eat. That's what we eat. The very best.
It's bacon!
That's the best sound clip.
It's bacon. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
nights when you've got no lights. The check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright. The
morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Everybody knows your name.